in America. Kentucky's governor says 16 people have died, and that could more than double as the rain is still falling. An inflation gauge that is closely tracked by the Federal Reserve jumped 6.8% in June from a year ago, the biggest increase in four decades, leaving Americans with no relief from surging costs. On a month-to-month basis, prices rose 1% from May to June, faster than the 0.6% rise from April to May, and the biggest jump since 2005. On Wall Street, stocks are higher, the Dow up 147, the Nasdaq ahead 127 points. This is SRN News.
You were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out? You need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told in a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. The excessive heat continues, but the rain odds are a little bit better today. Still, though, a lot of towns will stay dry. Hot and humid with a high around 95, heat index maybe as high as 105, scattered random showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and this evening, fading out tonight, kind of steamy tonight, low 75. Tomorrow, not much change, same thing Sunday, high in the middle 90s both days, more scattered random storms tomorrow, but only isolated storms on Sunday, and more triple-digit heat indices as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss Brubaker's Summer Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Jerome Jones. Here are your news headlines. The Water Works and Sewer Board of the City of Selma have announced a $15 million grant that will replace hundreds of lead water lines that connect homes in the system to water mains. Selma Mayor James Perkins Jr. says the upgrade eliminates any health concerns associated with the use of lead water pipes. And the state of Alabama has executed an inmate despite pleas from the victim's family to spare his life. Joe James Jr. was pronounced dead Thursday night after lethal injection at an Alabama prison. He drew the death penalty in 1994 for the shooting death of 26-year-old Faith Hall. And a $1.1 billion jackpot is on the line as numbers will be drawn for the Mega Millions jackpot Friday night. The giant jackpot is the nation's third largest prize and the result of 29 consecutive drawings with no winner. Those are your news headlines. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
This is Pam Edwards with eXp Realty. Only 10% of homes listed for sale by owner are successful. Hire a real estate professional to make sure your home is priced right, marketed well, and to help you screen potential buyers. Call me at 334-398-2896. We can get you moving.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Well, good afternoon. Hi, Sky Mosley.
Good afternoon, April Marie. Time for another exciting episode of Straight Talk, Friday edition.
Yay.
Can you dig it?
So today we're going to mix things up a little bit. We're going to have Dale Jackson come on at 12:30. We're going to have Paul DeMarco on at 1. And then we're going to have Jeff Poore on at 1:30.
Okay. And so you're going to be sticking around the whole time too, right?
We're going to be shaking things up.
Shaking things up a little bit. Okay.
And so we'll do the Sweet Creek Farm Market drawing at 1:30 before Jeff Poore. I forgot his name. Let's not tell him that. No. Before he comes and stands in for me for a minute.
Still plenty of time to enter the Sweet Creek drawing.
Yes, we love ourselves some Sweet Creek, mm-hmm. Don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Man, I got so many. I had found a bunch of recession stuff to talk about last night and this morning.
What recession?
And then this morning, all everybody in Alabama wants to talk about is how a reporter got kicked out of the execution last night because got basically told she couldn't go into the execution last night because her skirt was too short.
Oh, I hate it when that happens.
Did you hear that?
No.
So essentially, a reporter for AL.com, a young woman, was going to observe the execution, and she was pulled aside by corrections staffers and told that she could not go in because her skirt was too short.
How short was it?
Well, here's the crazy. So she said, I actually wore the same skirt to the last execution I attended and didn't have any issues. So I'm like, what the what? So what happened was another reporter had their rain gear on them. I'm assuming it was a TV reporter that had their rain gear. And so gave her the like yellow rain gear to wear.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then they said her shoes were not okay. And so she had to borrow shoes as well. And so rightfully so.
I didn't even know they had fashion police at executions anymore.
Right. How crazy is that, right? So rightfully so, the internet's very up in arms, very upset over this. And I don't really care what you... what your beliefs are on the death penalty, but what? Wow. So we're going to read it. We'll read her full statement. It's currently been retweeted about 4,000 times.
Yeah, some poor person was getting executed last night and they're not even the lead story in the event. That's just terrible.
Yeah.
What a tough break.
So the guy who was executed, and I do have several things to talk about with that too, because there was a group started for the cop killer who was executed earlier this year or last year.
Oh, yeah.
It was, and they were opining about the death of this guy. And I was like, what kind of bizarro world do we live in where a cop killer's there's a whole thing about a cop killer and he's now opining the death of another inmate. So.
What a world.
We'll talk about those things. We'll talk about recession. We have just a whole bunch of random odds and ends to talk to. Did you see the teacher who got the law school who people walked out? I'm sorry. I believe it was med school. Who the students walked out during the coat ceremony.
Was this the pro-life speaker?
Yes.
Yes, I did. That was really disgusting.
Paul DeMarco wanted to discuss that, so we're going to talk about that with him.
Excellent.
So these are on, oh, and then the other thing is Twitter has really clamped down on the word groomer.
Rumor?
Groomer.
Oh, of course. Yeah, it's too accurate.
And so they've started blocking and banning people who use the word groomer. So we'll talk about some of those things. The congressional baseball game, a bunch of protesters were linked on arms at the gates, sitting down at the gates, and people had to walk over them. I don't care what your cause is. If you're protesting a charity baseball game, you've lost your way.
Yeah, don't mess with baseball.
But why would you do that?
Get attention.
What is wrong with these people?
Draw attention.
Absolutely. So I got pictures of that crowd. We also got pictures of the Democrat congresswoman who flicked a bird to the Republicans in the dugout.
You can't hide class.
Oh, what a hero she is.
I'm sure.
Again, I go back to, this is a charity baseball game. Hmm. A charity baseball game. And sure enough, one of the Democrats had to show her butt. But remember when Trump wasn't fit to be president because he didn't act presidential?
I do indeed. Yes.
So what is a member of Congress who at a charity event filled with people of all ages, family friendly, makes a scene by flicking off the other team?
Double standard, as usual.
Always. Always. By the way, the Republicans won 10 to nothing.
Yay! And, all right.
And our very own Mo Brooks, he played.
How'd Mo do?
That's fun.
I'll have to look up his stats, see how he did.
Oh, I bet they have them somewhere. Sure. I bet you so.
It's the beauty of baseball. You've got to keep those stats. Even in the congressional game.
I think they said he was the oldest player on the team. So.
Yeah. Way to go, Mo.
So usually the House in July, at the end of July, beginning of August, there's not much happening in Congress right now because they're all getting ready for August recess. For those who don't know, they take basically the month usually of August and they come back to their districts and they do town halls and they go on CODELs, which are congressional delegation trips, and they do all these things in August. And it's kind of interesting because everybody goes, oh, they get a month off. Well, it's actually, you'll probably have more access to them in the month of August than you would any other month because they're not in D.C. They don't have to go to D.C. for anything. Well, the Democrats are working on a last-minute vote today on the assault weapons ban.
Oh, no. That again.
Yeah. So, well, we will.
I just have a question. Going back to the congressional baseball game, the Democrat who flipped off the Republicans, mm-hmm. were they a participant in the game?
She was a player.
Well, you know how you fix that? When she comes up to bat, you give her a high hard one right in the ear hole.
Oh.
Okay, that's how, baseball has a way of policing itself. There are many unwritten rules, and that's how you fix that in the game, is you get the old high hard one, you know? Or at least knock her down, you know, something close and in, up around the shoulder area.
Here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that this woman...
Clearly, Mo Brooks was not pitching, okay?
No. This woman was... My presumption is that this woman is tired of the squad, the pretty young things, getting all the attention in the Democrat Party.
You bet.
And she looks a little like Rosie on Barr herself, and so she wanted her...
She wants she wants to get her attention. And that's how you do it in their party, is you make a jackass out of yourself. That's who gets the press.
That is who gets the press.
Way to go.
All of these things and more on today's edition of Straight Talk with April and Ray. Hold tight. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to April and Sky.
Thank you.
Stay tuned for more local, state, and national news here on Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
He may not know whether he's coming or going.
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan. EARL, for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is your Congressman Barry Moore. Are you a veteran in need of assistance with the VA? Do you need help accessing service records or disputing a disability ratings claim? I understand the red tape that many veterans face, and my office is here to serve you and would love to help if we can. Please visit my website, barrymoore.house.gov, or call my office at 334-478-6330.
This message was paid for by the official funds authorized by the U.S. House of Representatives.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, she has a good reason. That's what Representative Linda Sanchez wants you to believe. She's got a good reason for flipping them off. She heard somebody say something misogynistic.
Oh, I'm sure she did. Somewhere, sometime. Of course she did.
I just got a breaking alert.
How predictable is that?
They're to blame.
Of course. Of course.
Absolutely awful.
Just get weird. I knew it was either going to be a homophobic slur or some kind of racist guy. Yeah, of course.
Always. Yeah. Always.
The Republicans won the game 10-0. So, scoreboard.
Yeah.
Check it out.
So this is what was just released about, I don't know, 4 minutes ago, but I just got an alert on it. She says that she heard an offensive and misogynistic comment from the Republican side.
Yeah, it could have been such something as like, hey, way to go, man. You know, oh, my God, it's I'm being assaulted or something.
She did not say what the comment was, of course, or who she thought said it or anything. It was just a comment only she heard in her head. And she said that in the heat of the moment, I reacted. I have no tolerance for men who make women feel like they're unimportant or don't belong, especially on the field. I will always stand against that kind of bigotry.
Can't even have a friendly baseball game without this garbage.
Sanchez's office would not comment on what specifically she claims to have heard. Lord have mercy. Babies, all of them.
Indeed. I couldn't agree more. Just a bunch of crybabies always. I mean, how do you
what
go
is
through
today's
life
Ravens
like
gonna
that?
Be about? Well, and that's what I was literally thinking that, like, how do you go about your life so angry at a group of people or a person that it consumes you?
You know, it's an old saying, you tend to find what you seek. And if that's what's in the top of your mind all the time, you're going to find it. You know, if you seek to be gracious or have gratitude or be that's what you're going to do. But if you seek slights and injuries and perceived insults, that's what you're going to find.
Yep.
That's the problem here.
Absolutely. And they read things into it.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
It's
perception.
It's always,
it's what you're looking for is what you get.
Yep. It's the this is my reality, my lived experience tells me that what you meant by that thing that you just said. When I was throwing out the first pitch at the baseball game, somebody made a crack about throwing like a girl, and I was like, it's the only way I know how to throw because I am in fact a girl.
There
you throw like a girl, I was like, I'm pretty sure I will because I in fact am a girl.
Yeah.
And that's just the way that works.
We choose how we react.
Absolutely. Okay, so we've got some clips here. Let's see if you got them in yet.
Bing.
Choo-choo.
All right.
Ding. Okay, we're going to start with the, we'll start with the Pelosi one at the bottom. These liberals these days, they can't all seem to get on the same page on their messaging.
All right, here she is. Nancy Pelosi.
We're sending stuff over to the Senate. Well, it's most of the product that we've done is, except now we may have added in the last day or so, and some of what we added is Senate to the bill, like a hearing.
This has a weird
Bernie doesn't like hearing.
Are you hearing that?
Excuse me. Bernie loves hearing. Manchin doesn't want hearing in the bill and all that stuff.
Wow.
So some is Senate oriented, and then we had the family medical aid. We figured if they're putting things in, then we can put something in, even if Manchin doesn't like it. So, so we are getting some bird and privilege. I think mostly we're getting privilege scrub, because privilege scrub is deadly to a bill. Bird ball, it's important. It's you have to take it out, but privilege violation can take you out. So we're again getting that as we go along as well.
Twilight Zone.
But when we pass a bill, then they will see it in its aggregate and make some.
Any concerns that any of this is quote messaging because that they have to take some of those things out regardless, no matter what you send over? You said you weren't going to send a messaging bill.
No, we're not sending a messaging bill, but we want to be sure that what we send is not birdable or bird bath or privilege scrub. They're the two exercises we're engaged. Bathing.
Okay. Well, that was
a minute and 38 seconds of Nancy Pelosi not seeming to know what in the heck she was talking about, where she was, and what was going on.
Absolutely frightening. It's
what?
That's the Twilight Zone.
Creepy music in the background didn't help either.
Yeah, it didn't need it either. It was a nice addition, but I think some of her lizard person was coming out there and conflicting with the facade.
Yeah, I just, she was like contradicting. It was like she's having a conversation with herself.
Yeah.
You ever see people on the street do that? Maybe
yes.
A schizophrenic or something?
We used to call them, you know, yeah. Man.
That was something, right? That was yesterday.
She looks like she's having a real rough time.
Very, very strange answer / not answer / whatever that was. Nancy's a...
No idea what that's
medicated or...
Bird bath? What was that about?
Yeah, well, what she meant was like the bird rule in the Senate.
Okay.
And but yeah, bird bath. It's so funny.
Foot powder.
Somebody messaged did a story about her thing and said, prepare for the climate bird baths. But it's really the Byrd Rule, which is named for Senator Robert Byrd, which allows Republicans to challenge individual provisions of a bill.
Okay, I remember him. West Virginia, as I recall. Well, this is a strange turn of events here.
It's a there's just a very strange answer from her, right?
Yeah. And she's what? Let's see, one, two. Is she third in line?
She is.
So we got Joe, got Kamala, and we've got Nancy. Okay.
That is our
trifecta of doom right there. It's a little game I like to call You Can't Win.
What the crap?
Man.
So 49 minutes ago, by the way, Pelosi congratulated the Republicans on winning the baseball game and marveled at the size of the trophy. I guess there was a rame delay, and she says the rame delay didn't last long enough after she suggested a Democrat comeback. And so,
they better pray for rain this November. But that ain't going to get rained out either. It's going to be a monsoon, assuming all the voting is on the up and up.
Well,
my thoughts at least.
Yes. Okay, let's go to real quick. We only got three minutes. We will go. Yeah, let's do it. Let's go to Bill Clinton. Just in case anybody was curious as to the way we define a recession. Here you go.
All right, Uncle Bill from back in the year 2000.
Mr. President, what do you think about a recession?
Well, a recession is two quarters in a row of negative growth. I don't think we're going to have that.
He said it.
But we couldn't keep up 5% growth a year, forever. So I think 49 of the 50 blue chip forecasters think that growth would be 2.5% or better next year. We'll keep unemployment low. But I think there'll be things to be managed. He'll have economic challenges, and you ought to give him a chance to meet them and not try to figure it all out in advance.
Right there.
He said
it. Is there any ambiguity in that first 10 seconds?
Two consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth. He said it.
But don't tell the...
I never thought I'd miss Bill Clinton, but man, I do. At least he kind of worked across the aisle. He was more populist, if you will, and a thoroughly likable person, to me at least.
Much more likable than any of the presidents after him.
Indeed.
Obama had a likable quality, but it was more like this is a socially likable quality than a political likable quality.
I always detected a kind of a hateful streak in him. Just my opinion, but... I don't know. I think Uncle Bill would be like a fun guy to hang out with one night,
Yeah.
If I got to
pick a Democrat president,
sure.
I would probably... Although I say that as a woman, you probably do not want to hang out with Bill Clinton alone.
Oh, not you. No.
He's probably still
crazy. No, you could come along and I would chaperone you at Pomaria.
Yeah, but, there you go.
He's a man who knows what suffering is, being married to Hill Dog for those many years, so... I found people like that have a real spirit of resilience and fun when they get a chance to have it.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready for anything.
According to CDC guidance, all but 17 counties in Alabama should be wearing masks right now.
Of course.
And Montgomery is in the list of counties that should be wearing masks, according to the CDC.
Fire up the fear machine. Excuse me?
You going to get right back on that?
Yeah, that's a top priority for me. I've actually got a mask in my bag here for just such an emergency when, you can't go in a place. same mask I had the entire COVID pandemic.
Seriously?
Pretty much. I wore it a few times. I think I finally replaced the white, the box generic white one with a stylish black mask.
Nice.
So I just rarely... if I could get away with it, I wouldn't wear it. But I don't know. It's such a touchy little subject there for a minute.
It really is. And I keep some in my car. The daycare I'll lose my mind if they start making the kids do it. But the daycare is now requiring parents who go pick up their children to wear a mask.
In the car?
in the hallway in okay. the like 6 feet stretch between the door and the, you know, there's a hallway to get to the child's classroom. And they stopped allowing parents in a long time ago into the classroom. But when you walk to the door now, you have to have a mask as of yesterday.
So we're going to ramp this thing back up and take it around the block again.
We'll see if Governor Ivey steps in and says or does anything official in terms of masking. But Lord have mercy. All right, we're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Dale Jackson to talk about his top 7 things from this week we should be talking about. And you know, whatever else is on his mind. Back in a minute.
Hello, this is Coach Tommy Tuberville, and you're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, this is Alex Taylor with American Classic Designs, hoping everyone is having a great summer. Although summer is in full swing, it's never too early to start thinking about the back-to-school season. From t-shirts to backpacks and everything in between, AKD can handle all your spirit wear needs. AKD offers an online store option, which can drop a spirit store right in the comfort of your own home. This is a great avenue for much-needed fundraising for the PTA, social clubs, sports teams, and more. If you're looking for a unique design, let our in-house graphic artist team create that design perfect for your next school event. So remember, if you want to gear up for the fall, then gear up with AKD with over 30 years of experience in the apparel industry. Call us today at 334-277-8433 or come see us in our office located at 241 Mendel Parkway in Montgomery. Don't forget to check out our website at goakd.com. AKD, meeting all your needs down to a T.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to get conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
Babbel's interactive lessons are created by real language teachers and voiced by real native speakers using a modern conversation-based method. So in no time, you'll be speaking confidently about real-life topics in another language.
Nosotras vamos a México en 2 días y ahora hablamos español.
Gracias, Babbel.
Sí, muchas gracias.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Hey, this is Troop of Fairlamb Jewelers. I've been advertising at Blue Water for going on 3 years now. Since starting advertising at Blue Water, we have seen our business grow exponentially. And if you would like to see your business grow, I suggest advertising at Blue Water Broadcasting.
Our advertisers are our biggest advocates. Call us to find out how radio can increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks. Helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. 1,500 of the latest and greatest games, horse and greyhound racing, sports parlay, big jackpots. You can be a winner, too, at Victory Land Casino.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The excessive heat continues, but the rain odds are a little bit better today. Still, though, a lot of towns will stay dry. Hot and humid with a high around 95, heat index maybe as high as 105, scattered random showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and this evening, fading out tonight, kind of steamy tonight, low 75. Tomorrow, not much change, same thing Sunday, high in the middle 90s both days, more scattered random storms tomorrow, but only isolated storms on Sunday, and more triple-digit heat indices as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WAC. KCV.
Mosley.
Yo.
Do you need a minute to keep dancing? I didn't want to interrupt your head bobbing there.
I'm listening to the song. Yeah. That's such an upbeat.
You're just jamming.
Yeah, well, I'm, you know, it's a real upbeat Friday kind of song. So, I had a good mood today.
I love that. Yeah. I love that.
I had a good week.
This has been an eventful week. I'll say that.
And it's gone by like that.
It really has. Man. It really has. Dale Jackson on the line. Hiya, Dale.
Hello, how are you?
I am fine today. You are traveling, I understand?
Yes, I'm headed to Nashville today.
Oh, you're going to go hang out with Matt Murphy?
I'm going to see him, but I'm going up there for Ric Flair's last match.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Ric Flair.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Is this a guy's trip, or are you just going up there alone?
I'm going with my buddy Tim, who I do a radio show with in Birmingham, and I'm meeting the guy who, you read the book, No Tommy No. I'm meeting Tommy there as well. He's coming down from New York.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I don't know if that's a good idea. For those who haven't read Dale Jackson's book, you need to order it. And it's No Tommy No, and Tommy is not the best influence.
No, he is not. Yeah, that's why he's fun.
That's why he's fun. So I got a video today from Carpool, my kids' school here in Birmingham, and they have the, quote, big kids helping out with Carpool, and there was a young man wearing girls' clothing at Carpool this morning. How do you respond? You go to drop your son off, and the person who opens the door is a young man wearing female clothing.
Okay, hey, how are you? I mean, as long as they're not hurting anybody, I don't really care. It's a little strange to be able to say that, but, you know, to each his own, I guess. What a world.
It is a weird time. And so, my daughter was a little, like, quizzical. Like, she was like, okay. And so I'm in my head kind of trying to think how I had this conversation with her, because I didn't realize this was going on with students at their school. The school only goes up to eighth grade, so it's either a seventh or eighth grader.
Okay. Wow. So, and just on wearing women's clothes.
I'm a little perplexed by it, but we're rolling with it. I mean, there's not really much you can do. Except, you know.
Did you know there was a transgender kid at your kid's school?
I know that there is a transgender first grader. I guess she/he is going into second grade now. I did not realize that there was an older child. So he's wearing knee-high leggings and like pantyhose and a mini skirt. So
okay.
I'm not really sure what's happening here.
So the first grader we're allowing transitioning here now.
Yes, wow. In Alabama. We got a note from the parent that said, "Call her by whatever pronouns you want. Just don't try to tell us which bathroom she has to use."
Holy cow! That is amazing. That is amazing. You know, it's funny. I have a 4-year-old, and you know, he wants to do a lot of dumb stuff, and occasionally we have to tell him no. Might be something that might want to carry on past 4 years old.
My 3-year-old thinks he's a kitten. I mean, literally, it's his favorite game, and has been for quite a bit now. I mean, a solid year is to just act like a kitten when he's not getting attention. And so, you know, I think by the LGBTQ alphabet soup groups, this would be when we just start putting out cat litter, a litter box, and water and milk trays for him.
My kid thinks he's Hulk. So now he runs around and tries to smash me. I guess I should just now start painting him green before he goes to
It's exactly. Well, you can't deny his lived reality, his how he identifies. Let's talk a little bit about this week's top stories, looking at different seven things. What do you think is the biggest item of the week this week coming out? I think all the big headlines have been coming out of D.C., whether it be the mayor there calling up the guard because she doesn't know what to do with the immigrants, whether it's we learned that the mainstream media doesn't want to discourage orgies right now, all sorts of things. What do you think is the big story of this week?
I wonder if the end is my favorite story, but I think the bigger story in Alabama might be the, and I'm just flying under the radar right now, it's Steve Marshall fighting with the federal government over school lunches. I read an article, I believe it was at Jezebel, which is like, I guess, a website for whores. I don't know. But that website, they did an article where they thought that Steve Marshall was trying to shut down a program where the federal government wanted to give transgender kids free lunches, and he wanted to stop it, which is not what's happening. So it's funny that people don't really know what's going on there. That's an interesting one. And then the formalized masking stuff from the Alabama Department of Public Health, they completely got ahead of themselves there, and they've had all sorts of people bashing on them.
Well, so for those unfamiliar, they have tried to tie lunch money to gender, basically gender ideology in Alabama. We have banned classroom discussions up to fifth grade and medications. Yesterday, the Florida Department of Education secretary told the schools to basically ignore that. We're going to tell the federal government to suck it. That's advice, but there's no ramifications if we don't. Marshall's making a little bit more of a issue. I think that's because he's going to run against Will Ainsworth for governor. And so I think that's why he keeps getting out in front of these issues, which that would be an interesting race. What do you think? Will Ainsworth, Steve Marshall?
It'll be interesting. I just don't know what they're going to do to each other. I think it's more likely, or it should be, Ainsworth go ahead and be governor, let Steve Marshall term limit himself out of AG and head over to the lieutenant governor's office.
I know, but nobody really wants to be lieutenant governor. That's just the place you sit and wait.
I want to be lieutenant governor.
Oh, will you please run? That would be so entertaining.
Well,
the love
fired
of all the Tully.
I got like 9 jobs. And I get fired from 6 of them. I'll run for office.
Okay. Well, dadgum, I don't know how we're going to work that out. Speaking of your 9 jobs, I am working on my individuals of influence list as we speak. If you were to name 3 people of influence in this state that get routinely left off of list, who would you name?
Well, first off, it'd be Dale Jackson, obviously. That's a no-brainer. Second, my comment would be to remove that bum Joey Clark from any list. There's no reason for him to be anywhere near any list, except the top of people who I want to beat up. Secondly, I think some of the other names in the list that get missed out is actually Jeff Moore, who he matters. There's no question about it. That guy, he gets attention. His style is not my style, but his style is definitely far more newsworthy, in my opinion, sometimes, because what he does is he talks about the stories that no one else is talking about and finds a way to make it somewhat interesting. As for the third person that I would put on that list, I'd put myself twice.
You put yourself twice.
Yes.
Fantastic. All right, noted. Your opinion matters. We're working on this list. It's going to come out on Monday, so we'll look for it then. All right. Well, you travel safely. Tell everybody where they can find your radio show, your podcast, and all that good stuff.
Talk 995 in Birmingham, WVNN in Huntsville, online at yellowhammernews.com. I'm doing videos every day. You can check that out at Yellowhammer News as well. And share my Facebook and Twitter pages at D. Dale Jackson. I will fight with you. Bring it on.
You got it. All right. Travel safely, and we'll talk to you next week. That was Dale Jackson, WVNN. Before we go to our commercial, we are going to go to Leah from Dave Ernest. Leah, right?
Yes.
Yes. Hello.
How's it going?
So good. It's always a pleasure being on, April and Sky. Thank you so much.
Great to have you with us, Leah.
Of course, of course. Well, we're working hard at Ernest Financial right now. You know, the biggest thing in the market is to prepare, but don't panic. You know, a lot of things are happening and going on, as we all know. Interest rates have risen another 0.75 points and things like that. Inflation's still high, and we are, you know, technically headed towards recessionary times. But the best thing that you could do is get a strategy together and sit down with an expert like David Ernest. You can find us on the web at www.retirewithernest.com. You can call us at 334-279-7431 or visit us on Facebook at Retire with Ernest.
Well, I really appreciate you calling. Right now, we are I got a lot of people out there. We're talking about the recession, talking about assets and making sure you're set for the future. And that's one of the things that y'all really do is the highlight the asset preservation part of things.
Don't need
to get into these risky endeavors at this point. Just put your money somewhere where with an expert who can help keep it safe.
Of course. Well, thank you so much, April and Scott.
Thank you, Leah. You have a wonderful weekend. Our best to Mr. David Ernest as well.
All right. We are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will talk about all the things going on. Back in just a moment.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon, you wish would never.
Things sound so good, you can almost taste it. Like Bluebell Strawberry Lemonade Ice Cream. Delicious strawberry ice cream swirled with lemonade sherbet and sprinkled with lemon-flavored flakes. It's better than you can imagine.
The good old days are being made right now. The good old days are being made right now.
For Bluebell ice cream at all Food Depot stores and Carmack Grocery in Notasulga.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, good afternoon. April Marie here on this Friday afternoon. How'd this first hour fly by so fast?
I don't know. We've been on fast time all week in my neighborhood.
Crazy.
It's been a great week.
Yeah, it has been a good week. I agree. Well, let's go to Rusty. Hi, Rusty.
Well, good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon,
Rusty. Hope you're all well. I was listening to you talk about the young man at the carpool with the miniskirt and the leggings and the pantyhose. And did you say you had a first grade transgender?
We do.
Child? Mm. Either of you ever see this movie called The Gods Must Be Crazy?
Oh, yes, indeed. The Coke bottle drops in Africa from a plane.
Uh-huh.
Right,
yeah.
Yes. Great film.
April Marie, if you hadn't seen this one, your kids would love this. I mean, the kids can totally see it. It's just that good.
Yeah. But, early 1980s, I believe.
As Sky said, there are these little indigenous people out in the outback in Australia. And a plane flies over and a guy throws a Coke bottle out. Well, these folks have no idea of owning anything, but they find this thing and they find out you can crush stuff with it, you know, like you're making food, or you can roll out dough with it when you're making bread, and they start fighting over it. Well, this one little guy decides that it's a bad thing. Although you can use it for good, people fight over it, so he's going to take it to the end of the world and throw it off.
Okay.
Well, I'm about ready to follow the Coke bottle. I'll tell you what, when I was in the first grade, I was thinking about how am I going to get to the second grade. I wasn't trying to figure out, you know, is this bag going to go with my shoes? I just don't understand. I finally got to a point in my life where I'm uttering that over and over again. I just don't understand.
And that doesn't make any sense. If you did understand, I'd be worried about you, Rusty.
These very liberal parents, too. I cannot even count the number of times I've seen what these parents basically have a Munchausen by proxy situation going on, where, you know, one woman just the other day was talking about her twins and trying to teach her twins to use they, them pronouns. So she bought a doll and said the doll's pronouns were they, them. And she said the non-binary daughter couldn't even figure it out. Well, if she's non-binary, if she doesn't know how to use the pronouns, maybe you should just leave her as is.
You think? Yeah.
I don't know.
Just let children grow up and be children without laying all this on them. It's just wrong.
I think I'm going to get some t-shirts made up. Let's follow the Coke bottle. Have a little picture of the little man throwing it off the end of the world there.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you guys figure it out, let me know. I'll be over here and nodding and muttering to myself.
When we figure it out, we're gonna bottle it and sell it, Rusty. And
there you go.
You'll be first up, baby.
All right, y'all have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you, Rusty. Appreciate your call, man.
Bye-bye.
I guess part of my... Like, you don't want to tell the child, okay, all the middle schoolers can do carpool except the boy dressed as a girl.
No, certainly not.
But I would like to have had a conversation with my kids about it before they saw it, but I guess there's no time like the present. I'm just, you know, we teach our kids to be kind in every situation, and that's what they were this morning. They were polite, got out, just, you know, went about their way. It can't be good for them.
Oh, so it's not. It's not good for them. It's like this is. You know how some of these Hollywood type women were running around for a while with a little dog in their purse.
Yes.
I think of this more as trendy fashion. I have a transgender child. You know.
Oh yeah.
I really do, because I just don't believe in my heart of hearts. I don't believe these children are coming up with this completely on their own. I think it's encouraged. And I think it's real in vogue now to go that route. But I'm real curious, as you know, history always ends up telling the tale, and I'm afraid history is going to be really tough on these poor children.
Well,
I'm afraid it's not going to work out well.
I don't know. know if you saw, but the clinic that is in Europe, they did the Travis stock. They were sued by a former patient who, Kira, who became very famous for basically saying, you guys gave me medication I shouldn't have had access to without giving me the mental health care I needed. And so they've been kind of looking into the internal practices of this, including wait times of 2 or 3 years, because the numbers have quadrupled in kids identifying. So why is that? Why are teenagers now deciding that they are, you know, transgender? And it goes back to this idea of it's a social contagion. It's the cool thing to do for a lot of uncool kids. Kids who have never been cool. It's the very like, oh, I now have a place and a belonging. I now have, you know, a group to cheer me on and a movement to fill this gaping hole.
And the spotlight is on me as well.
Yeah.
There's that. You know, it's always been something. It was goth kids before that. For a while, they had vampire kids.
Oh, yeah.
For crying out loud. But they weren't really vampires.
Bulimic anemia was a phase for a while. Then goth, those who did this, the cutting, the self-harm was very popular for a little while. There comes in waves, but in no other wave have we encouraged, especially young women, to do things to their bodies that they can't go back from.
Yeah, this will not end well.
There's a book, Abigail Schreier has a book out, that Irreversible Damage, about the craze that's taking over girls. And it's just about this. And it goes through all of that, the different, each decade has had kind of a signature women's angst behavior. And that we haven't condoned any of those, you know, and none of them have been as life changing as giving children puberty blockers right now.
Yeah, but we're living in uncharted territory now, as far as all this wokeism and I identify as. I'm kind of with Rusty. The Coke bottle off the cliff there. Take me, Jesus, or you know, the UFOs or something. Pick me up.
It's getting too crazy for me. I just feel bad. Somebody was asking about the list in Dale Jackson. There's this funny list. Yellowhammer does a list every year of their influential people. And then I started doing a list several years ago. And their influential people list always has essentially the same people on it, which is basically all of the government affairs and lobbyists for the big corporations in Alabama. And then I do a list of all the people they leave off. And it's kind of it's both a real list. It's a real list, but also some of it's a little tongue in cheek. And so I think last year the like disclaimer was, and here's the list, you know, decided by a very biased panel of judges that were all my friends. Right. But I try to keep it real. I try to keep it to people who actually do have influence in this state, even if the powers that be in Montgomery don't want to acknowledge their influence. And so so that's the list I am currently working on.
Look forward to that.
It's a fun list. Joey made my list last year. I put him basically the end of the list, and Dale lost his mind because Dale, at this time, or when I did the last list, he didn't know who Joey was.
Well, he does
and
now.
So he does. He
Sir Joey.
Certainly does now.
I need to make a correction, or at least a clarification. Earlier, we were talking about the congressional baseball game.
Yeah.
And I said the Democratic player who flipped off the Republican dugout needed to get, you know, a high hard one in the ear hole.